Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 78 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be concluding our series on the principles of lasting success. We've pretty much had this series for the past 3 weeks. We're going to be finishing up today. And we talked about at the very beginning how talent may open doors, but that there are many other characteristics that will keep you at the top. We talked about how, you know, again, it doesn't matter how beautiful a house is, but if the house falls, the house was not very useful to start. And, you know, we talked about the keys, you know, to not just becoming successful, but, you know, just being established in that success. Because, again, it's very great and all to be successful. But, again, there's nothing as damaging as being known as an ex-champion, right? You don't want to be known as an ex-champion. You want to be known as a person that is always a champion. So we've so far discussed many principles that will essentially keep you along that path of not just being successful, but of staying successful. And the anchor scripture we used was Proverbs 25 verses 4 and 5, right? Where it says, remove the impurities from silver and the sterling will be ready for the silversmith. And remove the wicked from the king's court, and his reign will be made secure by justice, right? So what are the things you have to remove from your life to be successful and stay successful? What are the things you need to practice, right? He says his reign will be made secure by justice. What are those just principles you can apply so that you can be successful long term? So far we've talked about the principle of righteousness, that's doing the right thing, being in right standing with God. We talked about the principle of discipline, right? We talked about the principle of consistency, of steadiness and staying power. We talked about the principle of persistence, of good habits, so practicing good habits, avoiding bad habits. Talked about the principle of surrounding yourself. Who do you surround yourself with? Surrounding yourself with good people, avoiding bad people, avoiding extremes, compounding. Those are the principles we've all talked about. So now we'll talk about the final two principles and we'll be done. So the first principle I want to talk about is the principle of continuous education and continuous improvement. So the thing is, there are many people that are unfortunately living in the past. They did so many good things in the past. They did all these great things, and that's what they are living off of. They've not made any improvements. They've not made any positive move forward for years. The thing is, when you stop improving, you're going to be immediately left behind. Think about it. Many people have a phone. The phone you use is updated consistently. If updates are never applied to those phones, over time, that phone stops working as well as it should. It becomes more vulnerable to security threats. It begins to hang, you know, it doesn't move as seamlessly as it did when you bought the phone originally. So literally, about a month after you buy a phone, the phone starts misbehaving if updates have not been applied to that phone. So if companies, technology companies, have recognized this and they're like, let's try to apply updates to these phones, then how much more you not trying to apply updates to your life? The thing is, you need to continuously educate yourself. You need to continuously improve yourself. You need to consistently move the boundaries. You may have been a champion 5 years ago, but no one may care about what you think about right now because you've not updated yourself, because you've not stayed on the cutting edge. Many of you that listen to this podcast have probably surmised that I love basketball. LeBron James, when he was really young, had all this energy. He scored almost exclusively at the rim. He would bully through people. He would bulldoze people out of his way just because he had raw strength and athleticism. Bulldoze people and just go and dunk on the rim. That was his primary means of scoring. But as time went on, the holes in his game started becoming more obvious, more evident. People started seeing that, you know what? If we create a wall for this guy, and he cannot attack the rim, he cannot attack the paint, then we can pretty much shut him down from scoring. He learned that lesson really hard and fast in a certain playoff series. I think it was against the San Antonio Spurs. And then after that, he added making shots from the mid-range to his game. So he educated himself, he improved himself. And after that, he started winning championships. And then now he's seeing that, you know what, I'm getting closer to the end of my career than I was at the beginning. And if I keep bullying my way to the post and everything, I could get injuries. I could, I just can't do things like I used to before. So what did he do? He expanded his range. LeBron is now a pretty deadly three-point shooter. So you think about all these things. The reason he has stayed at such a high level, I believe this is year 19 for him in the NBA. The reason he has been able to succeed and excel at a high level is because he has followed this principle of continuous education and continuous improvement. So I'm encouraging you. Why don't you spend time? Look at your life. Look at the way you do things. Even as a parent, you need continuous education and continuous improvement. With the way technology and the world is going now, there are so many changes happening so fast. You don't want to be caught with your pants down. You want to be ready. You want to be prepared. So what are you doing with your life? You want to make sure you're improving, you're educating yourself. You want to keep evolving as time goes on so that you're more adaptable to the conditions that show up in the world. A company is not going to survive if they are doing the same old things, if they're not making improvements, if they're not educating themselves. Now, the final principle I'll discuss is learn from the mistakes of other people and don't do those things. You see, many people live their lives in trial and error. Again, there's nothing wrong with, you know, making some mistakes and improving from them. But to be honest with you, your success in life is going to be a lot faster the fewer mistakes you make. And the good thing is, we have many manuals that can teach us about the mistakes of other people, so we don't make them. A very good manual is the Bible. You see, the Bible is a great book that just shows you many things. Shows you, okay, don't be proud, be humble, don't steal, be a giver. All these things, be kind to people, love others. These are all things you can see in the Bible. Or you can even read in the news. Or you can read online. You can watch on YouTube. There are many areas where you can learn. Like before you do certain things, one of the smartest things to do is ask yourself, who are the people that have failed at this activity? Learn from their failures. And then just don't do those things that they did that made them fail. And you'll be extremely successful. That is just the truth. So I will strongly encourage you today, for those that are listening to this podcast, be very, very, very prudent. Be prudent about learning from the experiences of other people. Instead of you being the one to accumulate that mistake and then learn from that experience, because the time you spend making that mistake is time that you could have spent doing things right and moving forward. So why don't you learn from the mistakes of others, streamline your life, and everything will go well for you. So one thing I want to do as I wrap up this series is, again, I want to encourage you to make that first decision towards living a great life, which is surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I'm telling you, folks, Jesus is the only way. I know how my life was before, but when Jesus Christ stepped into my life, he completely changed everything. So it really doesn't matter what your past may have looked like, lies you may have told, things you may have done, your background. Jesus is willing to pick you up and set you free. I'm telling you this, a life that contacts Jesus is a life that is completely changed, completely transformed. Like if you look at the story of Saul that was persecuting Christians, he even arranged for the stoning of the deacon, Stephen. Did all these things, committed all these atrocities. When he met Jesus Christ, his life was completely transformed. This was the same person that ended up writing, I believe, 2/3 of the New Testament. So think about it. Imagine that's just one example of how Jesus can change a life. So where is your life at right now? I would encourage you to invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. Because an encounter with God, when God encounters a person, the person can never remain the same. So if you want to take that first step today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. I accept your call. Come into my life. Be my Lord and my personal Savior. Give me a new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said that prayer, congratulations. You're a child of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Now, for those listening to this podcast, I want to say a prayer for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone that has listened to this podcast. Give us the grace to learn from the experiences of others. Let our path to success be as streamlined as possible. Give us the grace to look ahead, see the calamity ahead and take cover. Give us the grace to be wise and measured with our steps. Help us, O Lord, to commit to a life of continuous improvement, of continuous education. And Father, all these principles that we've discussed for lasting success, let these principles, give us the grace, the strength, the faith to practice those principles. And as we practice them, let us make good success and let us be established in success. Let us be established in righteousness, that your name might be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that just said the prayer of salvation, congratulations to you. I will encourage you, find a Bible, find a translation you understand. New Living Translation is a great one. Read it, do what it says. You can start from the book of John. That will tell you a lot about the love of God. Just do what the Bible says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then also find a Bible-believing church. Seek community with other believers. I'm telling you, you can get a lot from being in a Bible-believing church. Notice I said Bible-believing church. I didn't say church. There are many churches these days that preach things that are contrary to the Word of God, or as the world's beliefs change, they try to modify the Word of God. So find a place that preaches the true, undiluted Word of God. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. There's thousands of parishes all over the world, but just find a church that truly preaches God's word. You know, read the word of God, do what it says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. So thank you for listening to me today. I'll see you next week, and we'll begin with a new podcast then. God bless you, and thank you. Bye for now.